this beautiful scripture, you have, he's saying that everybody will be revealed what they can handle in any given moment. And what would it be like if we actually approached the world that way? That somebody else's atheism, our Muslim tendencies, our Buddhism, our Christianity, you know, was what they needed in that moment. So listen, he says, God in his wisdom will teach his spiritual friends according to the physical and moral strength of each to sustain this truth, and in accordance with each one's progress and openness to his grace. In a sense, he's saying that we all will travel different paths according to our moral strength, according to our capacity to hear, those who have ears to hear. He will instruct them little by little. And this St. Teresa drives home over and over. St. Teresa, right, of Avila, she is the abbotess to all these young nuns. And over she's instructing them, slowly, little by little, like, you know, just every time you fall off the wagon and you find yourself in front of the TV for 12 hours, just gently turn it off and ask yourself, did it serve me? Did it awaken me to the higher potential? Try to do it without guilt, without shame, without judgment. Just ask yourself, is this where I want to live? Is this the highest potential I have for my very, very brief life? And he says, little by little, he will instruct them. Little by little, God will instruct us until we are completely one in the fullness of his love. Fullness possible on earth, right? Fullness possible here. And Jesus says the same thing, right? Heaven is here, right? There is a potential of waking up here. We have an incredible opportunity to awaken here. And the Buddha tells us the same thing. Awakening is possible here. Mm-hmm.